Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
We have a great show for you today. Obviously talking NFL, but there's some NBA, some college football. Some gymnastics. A lot of stuff going on, and we will get into it all and then some for the next 3 hours. So keep it locked right here with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. Rodney Pete, the former NFL quarterback,
wow,
co-host of Rogan and Rodney Daly's show here in L.A. on AM 570 L.A. Sports. He'll join us at the bottom of the hour, so that'll be a lot of fun.
Chris, I was going to jump in real quick. Rodney Pete was a part of really kind of the debate shows in the early stages, the best damn sports show. He was a part of that.
Right, right. I had forgotten that. Yeah, but
it wasn't a one-on-one debate, but right, it was a group debate, and it was former athletes or whatever. Remember, he was a part of that.
Kind of a precursor. It's not, yeah, it's not exactly wrong to say that was somewhat of a precursor, so that's a good call by you. How you doing today, man?
I am doing great on this Worship Wednesday. Is that what it is today?
It is a Worship Wednesday,
I'm still trying
Wednesday,
to
baby.
Adjust, Chris. Like, I'm going through a little something, you know?
Really?
I'm adjusting, yeah.
Adjusting to what?
Not, you know, this semester I'm not teaching, and normally I work, you know, teach Monday, and then I got Tuesday and Wednesdays in the lab. So I didn't have a class this semester. I decided to take the lab off as well at USC. So it feels a little weird because I've been used to
teaching. So you basically have all day until the radio show.
Yeah, like a little bit more than I've ever had. So I'm trying to treat busy, but it's a little different. You know what
but
I mean?
But you still have your Deadspin column.
No, I got stuff to
you,
do.
You got
but
MLB Bro, because you need to know. Well, and other stuff.
Yeah, there's other stuff
podcast.
There. But
hey, you got time to get in the gym, baby.
I need to get in the gym. God knows. I have lost. You ready?
How much? Let me guess. How long has it been?
Remember, I started since the 1st. September 1st
it's only
is 15
been,
days, 2 weeks.
I'm going to say 8 pounds.
10 pounds.
10 pounds? Okay.
Not bad. In okay. 2 weeks?
You lose it in the right places. That's the thing.
Well, I'm going to lose it. It's got to be the gut. That's where I gain it. But I'm feeling like I'm doing the right things, you know, like I was doing before, eating right, not eating late, no sweets. So if you can lose 10 pounds in 15 days, just think about that, and you put a little exercise and you keep doing it. So by the time August rolls around and I'm going to NABJ in Las Vegas, I'm going to be looking like...
That's what this is all about. It's not about health. It's not even about, you know, looking good for himself. It's about the honeys.
Hey, I'll be
the
looking like...
The honeys your age don't really care, Rob.
No, right, right.
I mean, you know, you're breathing...
Right, are you all right?
You got a right.
Hey, can you take a blue pill? You know, like we're good.
You had to take it there. On that note, we are the Odd Couple.
You're fired.
And we got the Odd Couple crew in the house. Ralph Irvin, you heard him earlier. He is on the update. Super producer Rob G in the house running things. And on the ones and twos on this Worship Wednesday, DJ Alex Tyshirt. And remember, Rob, we've switched. So in the third hour of the show is Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. That'll be a lot of fun because that segment has become all the rage. All right. Speaking of all the rage, Rob, USC got shellacked by a rebuilding Stanford team. They fired Clay Helton. And the first name out of people's mouths as a replacement was Urban Meyer, who just signed a huge deal. What's he making, $12 million a year? Something like that. With the Jacksonville Jaguars.
It's like 12, yeah.
Yeah, he's getting a ton of money to rebuild that NFL team, which is the worst team in the league. All right, they were 1-15 last year. They just lost their 16th straight game, and it was a doozy because they lost to the team that we all thought, or not you, Rob, but many of us thought was actually the worst team, actually worse than Jacksonville. And not only did they beat the Jags, not only did they outlast the Jags, they walloped them. And the team was a mess, Rob.
Yes.
And I'm
it did not,
you know,
look
I'm
good.
Not, yeah, I'm not like making a judgment on Urban Meyer at this point. Obviously, he's a legendary college coach, but there were some things.
Too many penalties, Chris. That's coaching.
Yeah,
that's coaching.
Penalties. There was one time they had 12 men in the huddle. They had to use two timeouts to avoid delay of game penalties. I mean, that looked like coaching, lack of organization, lack of direction. It was a mess. And so people are now speculating after one game for Urban Meyer in the NFL that he could be headed to USC. And one reporter asked about it. I don't know if it was the PR staff for the Jaguars or what, but one reporter asked about it, and here was the exchange.
Unfortunately for you, some rumors came out yesterday connecting you to the USC job. I just want to give you the opportunity to refute it. So.
Yeah, there's no chance that... I'm here and committed to try to build an organization.
Now, if you saw it, I mean, Urban, you could just hear.
First
he
of all, who's the lame reporter? Who's the lame reporter? Can we go back to Chris?
That's why I said it might be the PR staff. It might have been the PR staff.
Like
the
this
Jag,
guy,
right.
Does he work for Jaguars.com?
I mean, it might
seriously.
Be, really? Jagsmania.com. I mean, it might be, you know.
Can we hear the question again, Alex?
You know, Rob.
Unfortunately for you, some rumors came out yesterday connecting you to the USC job. I just want to give you the opportunity to refute it. So
yeah, there's no chance.
All right, just stop right there. First of all, he says, unfortunately. What do you mean, unfortunately? Maybe it's a good thing for Urban Meyer and his family. And then he goes, I want to give you a chance to refute it. Not is it true. Urban. Right. Is this true or false?
That's all you got to say.
That's all you got to do. You're telling me. I'm giving you a chance to say it's not true. You don't have to say that. Maybe it's true. You're telling him that he has got to say that it's not true. Chris, you're a reporter. Nah. Is that you? Did they teach that in journalism school? No. If you're a young guy out there and you're in journalism school, please do not ask questions like that. It's not, unfortunately, your name. It's Urban. There was report out there that you might be interested in the USC job. Do you have interest in coaching at USC? Hello? That's all you got to ask.
Yeah, it was way too deferential. That's the bottom line, Rob. It was way too deferential.
And I'll say this. You want me? Can I go first?
Yeah, then let me throw this out.
Okay.
As you heard, Urban didn't have a lot of gusto in his answer. And Rob, if you saw the clip, he was like looking down. You know, he wasn't really looking at the reporters. He was kind of looking down. And as you heard, like not a lot of bass in his voice. That's all I'll say for now. The floor is yours, Rob.
And if I'm the Jacksonville Jaguars, I'm pissed. I am. Mm. I'm just like, Chris, I want an emphatic, I'm not going anywhere. All right? I'm going to tell you people, my name, every time there's a job that comes up, my name's going to come up because of my resume in college. I'm committed to Jacksonville. I'm going to turn this program around. I'm going to deliver us a chance to win a Super Bowl in Jacksonville. That's my goal. Until I reach that goal, I'm not interested in going anywhere. So the next time you hear it, you don't have to come back to me and ask me if I'm interested. You play this damn tape!
Wow! Wow! If he said that, Rob, not only would it inspire ownership, it might not matter because they're just not that good, but it would inspire the locker room.
Am I right, Chris? If you would have heard that and you're a player, you would be like, that's what I'm talking about.
That's my coach.
Yes.
Like Theo said,
he's not going to run back. He's not going to do a Nick Saban on us after a year or so and run back to college.
Right, right. No, I feel you. But here's the thing, Rob. And, of course, you know, I don't know what Urban Meyer's thinking. Maybe he's thinking what you said, but he didn't say it. But the reason my speculation is that one reason he didn't say that, Rob, is because he doesn't feel that way.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, and look, I'm not trying to say that after one game and a few months of practice and so on and so forth, that Urban Meyer is looking out the front door, all right? That Urban Meyer is looking for a way of escape, that he's plotting his exit. I'm not saying all that. But I am saying this. He's not used to losing, all right? This guy's 187 and 32 in college. He's won 3 national championships. He's one of, you know, he's a legendary college coach.
And he's won everywhere he's been, Chris.
Yes.
Go look at his record everywhere.
They could go 2-15. They could go 1-16, 3-14. I guess it's possible 0-17, but the bottom line is they're gonna lose a lot of games.
Well, and based off of game one, they got a long way to go.
The roster, like we said, Tim Tebow almost made the team.
Right.
All right. You thought it was a stunt. No, they needed him. Kinda. All right. But anyway. And I'm not even blaming Urban, Rob. I can't imagine being a guy, whether it's Nick Saban, Urban Meyer, one of these college coaches who can go into a kid's living room, get the best players in the country. You know, the kids have to listen to you because you hold their scholarship in the palm of your hands. You control the coaching staff, the boosters. You're the highest paid person in the state. So you got all the juice with the president of the university and the officials in the state. You run things and you win. Every year you're in the national championship discussion. You might lose one game. 2 at the most. To go to the NFL.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Odd Couple, and it is a Worship Wednesday. You know that. Anytime you hear the soulful sounds of Fred Hammond, we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And look, we're brought to you by M-Drive. Do not let age beat you. Rob Parker, you listening? Age beat you.
No.
Get M-Drive. It's the supplement for driven men that supports healthy testosterone levels and boost your energy. Visit mdriveformen.com for 20% off if you use this promo code, OddCouple. That's the promo code, OddCouple. Don't let age beat you. I'm not. Rob's not. Go get M Drive. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Was Urban convincing when he said he doesn't want to go back to USC or the college game? Your turn.
All right, let's jump in. Let's kick it off with Danny in Knoxville. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Danny?
What's going on, man? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you, buddy.
Great, thank you.
As far as Urban Meyer, man, I think we need to take a quote from Aaron Rodgers, and we need to relax, man. We need to relax. Think about what Jimmy Johnson did with Dallas, and Urban Meyer's a smart guy. He know coming in a terrible franchise is going to take time, and he has the patience, and he might not be successful, but we need to relax. We need to relax. It's going to take time.
Did you see the video? Did you hear the? I hear you, Danny, and you make sense, and I got it. But my goodness, can you, like Chris said, stick your chest out, put some bass in your voice, and let people know that you're committed to Jacksonville. That's he didn't do that.
Right. How long was this deal? Rob G, find out how long his deal was.
What did he get? A 4-year, like a million, $80 gazillion dollars?
Right.
I mean, he got $12 million a year.
I mean, Rob, if somebody asked me that, Rob, part of me is, and I'm not thinking about moving on. There's like, it's not even a place in my mind. I'm like, guys, I just signed for 4 years. We're at game number one.
Exactly.
Stop it.
Stop
I'm not
it.
Going anywhere. I got the best young quarterback in the league.
I got
I'm
an owner
we're
who's giving
make
me
this thing
right.
work.
I got an owner who's giving me control, Chris, right? He's letting me buy the groceries and
yep.
cook the meal. Where am I going?
Exactly.
All right, Patrick, in New Jersey. You're in the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Oh, I'm from upstate New York, but
where in New
Jersey.
York?
I've been to Jersey a few times. You know where Lake George is?
Yes. Where are you?
Yeah,
where are you in upstate New York, though? Where are you?
Sounds like you're on the Jersey side.
Right in Lake George.
Okay, Lake George. I got you.
All right, we got you. Where you at on this?
Well, I mean, I didn't hear what he had to say, but I think, you know, I hate these decisions when GMs call up these college coaches that have done great in college. I mean, the list, like Chip Kelly, Nick Saban, who else? Like Steve
it's a long
Spurrier.
List.
Jim Harbaugh was real good, but he ended up going back. I think you need to bring guys that have been in the NFL. I know Pete Carroll's still up. I know he started in the NFL. But like everybody else, you got to get guys that are used to being in the NFL that – came through the system, not guys that are used to just winning in college. And I think
so.
Urban
you don't
Meyer,
think Urban's going to be successful in the NFL? Is that what you're saying?
I don't think he's going to give it enough time to be successful. I mean, look what he had in college. Why would you leave that? Now he's thinking, oh crap. That's why he sounds so glum. He's like, oh man, why'd I leave that? I had the best
tell you
job
what,
ever,
his,
and everybody
his,
loved me.
His right. body language, and you know, he doesn't look. You know, like he's enjoying himself.
And
I get
what,
it.
Chris?
I mean, the coaches often do that. But you know what I'm saying, Rob?
And
like,
it's,
where's
it's
the
been
energy
a bad
to
start. Forget about the loss, Chris. It's been a bad start.
Right.
The strength and conditioning coach hire, bad. It blew up in his face. Tebow, there was pushback. He had to.
Yep.
Tebow lives next door. It's a friend of his now. You know, they got a different relationship. He had to get rid of him. It hasn't been like
how, even how they handled the Gardner Minshew.
Yeah,
Trevor Lawrence quarterback battle. You know, he got some criticism over that. So
no doubt,
yeah, it's different.
Let's go to Drew. He's in New Jersey. What exit? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
How you guys doing?
Doing good.
What's up, man?
Yeah, everything's good. Okay, so what I got is I think Urban is too egotistical to give up after 1 year. I think he can give it probably two more years and go from there. But as far as the hiring, I'm looking at Eric Bieniemy because honestly, I think that is his dream job, especially at USC.
USC?
Or, yeah, USC, Eric Bieniemy. Or I'd throw a boatload of money at Sean McVay if things don't work out for the Rams.
Gosh.
Yeah, but Sean is in for the next couple of years since
yeah.
Stafford's there. So I don't think USC's waiting 3 years, right, Chris? I'm assuming that Sean McVay is attached
to Stafford. Why would McVay leave? Yeah. I mean, yeah. Look, I'm saying this from an NBA perspective, Rob, but I've talked to coaches that have kind of been at both levels. And they've said to me, look, when you leave college and you go to the NBA, you know in most cases you're going to get fired.
Right.
But they said it's still worth it because the money is much better.
The lifestyle. And
the life, yes, you don't have to worry about, you know, your kids. Are they in trouble? You what know, are they going to class, recruiting violations and things like that? So it's just football or it's just basketball in the NBA.
I remember NBA coach telling me that, a former NBA coach who went back to college, Chris, and he said, I'm not going to say his name, but he said, I thought it was honest. He said it was humiliating begging an 18-year-old kid to come to the school. Mm. Like, that's what he said. He said it was humiliating. Like, you're literally in this kid's living room begging him
to
come. That's what he said.
I can see that.
He said
I can
it wasn't.
See that. Right. And here's the thing, Rob. And, you know, kids now, when they have such big social media followings, they're treated like superstars in high school now a lot. And you know, they're a little cockier than they used to be.
Right.
You know
what
I mean? Back years, decades ago, it was like the kids, you know, it was just a different time. And you didn't have as much exposure in high school. You didn't know as much about the world in high school. So you're excited to be recruited, right? But nowadays, you're right. Some of these kids are like, why should I go to your school?
They don't even know the coach. What school are you at? What coach are you?
Yep. Okay, yeah. Yep. All right. We got Rodney Pete joining us in a moment. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our next guest is a former NFL quarterback, 15 years in the NFL, played at USC, was a great quarterback there. Now he's the co-host of Rogan and Rodney as they dominate the airwaves in Los Angeles on AM 570 LA Sports. Rodney Pete.
Yo.
Rodney, what is up, man?
What is up, fellas? How are you?
We are great. Glad to have you on the show, brother.
And Chris, Rodney is one of the few athletes who I covered as a player, and now we work together, filling in when I fill in over there or come on their show here in Los Angeles. It's a lot of fun, definitely. Rodney, yeah, I was a piece of cake as a reporter. Wasn't I covering the team?
Back in the days when he was a young whippersnapper, Chris. and very, very... And if you could believe it, more opinionated than he is now.
Well, that is hard to believe.
But
I do believe you.
His coach, Chris, Wayne Foss, hated me, man. Oh, my God.
Really? You?
I know,
wow.
Right?
Hey, Rodney, before we get to the football, man, I was seeing all these pictures all over Instagram. You and Magic and LL Cool J and Samuel Jackson. I mean, you guys, a month-long trip?
Oh,
on a boat around Europe?
Rodney's big time. Rodney's
I know.
Big
How
time.
Was that, man?
I know, man. I can't even say I'm embarrassed because I had the time of my life. but yeah, man, we get a chance to be lucky enough to go on this trip with Magic and Cookie every single year over to Europe. He's been doing this for 29 years.
Right.
That he takes off and he goes and spends. It started off as like 10 days. Now he spends 2 months. And what he does is he invites different people to join him on the boat. So we've been lucky enough to go for the last 6 years, man. And it is fun, man. He is, you know, you talk about somebody being global. Whether we're in Croatia, Greece, or Italy, or France, he walks around, man. And that obviously he's 6'9", but still, he is the Pied Piper over in Europe as well, man. When he walks through, the people stop, and he's great. You know Magic. He's great with everybody.
Yeah.
So he's giving everybody love, man. So it's a great trip. I love the fact that we're able to do that and spend time with them, him and Cookie over there, and really just let our hair down and enjoy it.
See, that's great, what I needed to do. I needed to marry a TV movie star and Holly Robinson Pete, and then I'd be rubbing elbows with the big kind people.
Hey, Rob, I ain't gonna lie. You know, me and Magic are boys, but it was Holly getting that cookie to get us on that boat.
Hey. and Chris, I'm gonna say this about his wife Holly. She is the biggest Dodger fan in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Am I right, Rodney?
Yeah. Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. She was already a Dodger fan, and then, like, three things happened, right? So she's already been a Dodger fan. Then Magic and the Guggenheim guys bought the team, so that even hyped it up even more. And then soon after that, they ended up hiring our son RJ over there to work in the clubhouse. Yep. So it's inevitable, man. So we are – I'm a big fan, but you're right, Rob. She knows – she won't let me watch the games at home with her. Because she's got the TV going.
She's into
it. She's got the phone going. She got the apps going. She knows how many. She knows discount. It's like we even created a monster with her. She follows that more than she does football.
Crazy.
Wow.
All right, let's switch to football.
Yeah, speaking of football, let's just throw this out. Who do you think is the right person for the job at USC to resurrect them and bring them back? Yes, your alma mater. Bring them back to prominence.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say, right? Because you can say it, that, oh, this guy would be great, that guy would be great, but you never really know. No, and people that say they knew Pete Carroll was going to do what he did at SC, nobody really knew.
Yeah, he wasn't going back as a superstar coach when he went there.
No, not at all. He had struggled in the NFL as a head coach and then kind of was the third choice after a couple of people turned it down, but it ended up working out right. But I think the one common theme, Chris, is that over the last 6 years or so, since Clay Helton's been there, is that it's just been a lack of toughness, nastiness, old school, you know, physical football like USC is known for, was known for in the past. So I think, you know, whoever they get, and I know there's some names thrown out there. I don't think Urban Meyer is coming back. I think he's got something to try to prove in the NFL and at Jacksonville. But I hear a lot about Eric Bieniemy, and we all know his resume, and we know that he hasn't gotten that NFL job yet, which I think he should have had one already.
Yeah.
But you talk about a kid that grew up in L.A., knows L.A., knows the system, and could really implement, from an offensive standpoint, some of the things that they're doing in Kansas City, and he gets it. I think he would be a great, great hire, Eric Bieniemy would be. I just don't know if he's ready to make that jump down to college when there's an NFL job waiting around the corner for him.
Right. Yeah, that's a tough one, especially. It's just a different life, and recruiting so hard. Chris and I were just talking about that. You got to keep up with all the kids and their grades and what they're doing, and it's just it's a lot on the college plate. Let's turn to the NFL, and everybody's sky high on the Los Angeles Rams. Do you have them winning the division? Everybody but me. But
yeah,
do you have them,
but you. Yeah.
Have them winning the division and going to the Super Bowl and Matthew Stafford's the MVP? Are you on that train?
Listen, the NFC West is by far the best division in football, I think, especially at the top. Even more so because Arizona went into Tennessee and put a whooping
on
them.
Yeah, that was big.
So they're no slouch either. You got Chandler Jones got 5 sacks in that opening day. They're no slouch. It's going to be a dogfight in the West. But I do believe that will help a team like the Rams be battle-tested when they come out of it. So, yeah, I'm saying it. After seeing them against Chicago, and I know it's only one game, but to see how hungry they are and to come back with they had the number one defense last year, and now the defense is feeling like they have tremendous confidence in their quarterback. Yeah, I'm picking the Rams to come out of the NFC to go to the Super Bowl. Absolutely.
Rodney, what for the layman, because a lot of people look at Jared Goff and say, hold up, he led him to the Super Bowl. He led what was the fifth greatest offense in NFL history. Like, he was a stud for a couple years, and now they couldn't get rid of him fast enough. What happened to Jared Goff, and what does Stafford bring that Goff didn't?
Well, I think the thing, and Jared Goff is a, you know, I think he's a good quarterback. I really do. And like you said, he led him to the Super Bowl. But I think the one downside of Jared Goff, which many people not only that analyze it, but also inside that Rams building feel, is that everything had to go right for Jared Goff to be successful. He was not going to create a play. He was not going to make, you know, that spectacular play. He was good. A lot of time, oftentimes without pressure, he made the play. But if there was pressure, was he going to be able to sidestep? Was he going to be able to create? And as a quarterback in the NFL, you know, most games will come down to one or two drives. And sometimes the quarterback's got to make three or four big plays a game in order for you to win. And I think the games that they lost, some of them that were close, that they didn't see that Jared Goff could, okay, we've been getting this pass rush all day. We need our quarterback to go make two or three plays for us to win that game. And I think they lost confidence in them being able to do that. And they feel like they got a guy now that he can make those two or three plays. If they got to go get a touchdown or a field goal at the end of the game, he can go get them one. And I think that confidence, you felt that last Sunday night, and you felt that from not just the team and the crowd, but you also felt it from, I think, the defense, which speaks volumes.
We got about a minute to go, Rodney. Tell us about the Chargers. They get a big win to start the season. And what are we expecting from the Chargers?
I think that was a huge win. I don't underestimate that win because they went in there. Everybody wondered about Justin Herbert, second year. Everybody's got film on him. How is he going to do? But he went into a Washington defense that a lot of people believe has got the best front seven in the league. And he carved them up. And he had a great game. And was on the road. So the Chargers are no slouch. It'll be really interesting this week when they play the Cowboys. If they come out of this 2-0, I think the rest of the league got to watch out for the Chargers.
Quickly, Rodney, before you go, we saw Lamar Jackson on Monday night, had his moments for sure, but took some big shots. And one, his first fumble, he landed on his head. And Rob and I, and you know, I really been pushing, man. Go ahead and get your lawyer and sign your contract.
Yeah, he
now.
Needs to get that contract done.
Right. Before, I mean, are you concerned? Obviously, he's done a great job of avoiding injuries these first few years as a running quarterback. But after a while, is it just inevitable that somebody might catch up with you and, you know, get the right hit on you and now you're in trouble? Like, do you worry about him with that?
Absolutely. You know, I don't think we've seen anyone like him before. I mean, Michael Vick, obviously people point to, but I think he's got even a little bit more speed and quickness than Michael Vick. But yeah, I worry about it because he will take that hit, Chris. People will catch up with him. People will figure him out a little bit when it comes to not letting him run so much. And he will take the hit. And he doesn't, just perfect example. Look at the way Kyler Murray plays. And Russell Wilson played. You rarely see them get hit. They're running out of bounds. They're sliding. Now they're both baseball guys, so they kind of have that knack to slide and get down. But Lamar needs to take a look at that film and watch how those guys get down and get out of bounds. Because you're going to take hits regardless if they're in a game, but don't take the unnecessary hits. And that's what he's doing right now.
All right. That's our man, Rodney Pete.
Good
you
stuff,
can catch
Rodney.
Him
we
every
gotta get you back
weekday.
On.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Anytime, fellas. Anytime.
All right, tune in for Rogan and Rodney every weekday on AM 570 LA Sports. Rodney, great stuff, man. We appreciate you.
Thank you, fellas. Appreciate it.
All right, peace. All right, being the all-time scoring leader won't be enough for LeBron to win this debate. We'll explain next. Hi, couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rob, getting into this Worship Wednesday. I likes it.
I remember this.
I likes it. All right, we are the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And Rob, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar spoke with one of our former colleagues recently, Mark Stein. We're going to get Mark on the show soon. Good friend. Worked together at the old network covering the association. He spoke with Kareem, Rob. And Kareem said, when, or if, whatever you want, word you want to use, LeBron breaks his scoring record, he will be right there cheering him on. And, Rob, LeBron's going to break it, assuming he avoids serious injury. Here's what he has to do. He only has to play the next two seasons. Say he plays 70 games in the next two seasons. And if he averages 22 points a game in those games, Rob, he'll break it. So if he stays healthy, he's going to break it, even if he has a slight injury like he has these last few years, but plays a third year, you know what I mean? Like, he'll probably break it. He's never averaged less than 25 points a game. So a good chance he's going to break it. And when he does, Rob, it is going to invigorate all of the GOAT debates once again. They're invigorated as it is. But this, of course, will really take it to a head. LeBron will be the number one leading scorer. He will be top five in assists. He looks like he's going to get there. Be top five in assists. And, you know, he's got four rings now. Will he have five? Who knows? We'll see. But here's what I say in terms of the debate. Now, I've got Jordan number one, Michael Jordan. I've got LeBron second. And being the leading scorer, it won't change it for me because, you know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar right now, we could argue, Rob, that he's more accomplished than Michael Jordan.
Right.
I mean, Kareem, right? Kareem
There's
had
a big difference between accomplishments and being the best.
Right. And I've got Kareem third. A few old heads might have him one, Rob, but most people don't have Kareem as the GOAT. They've got Michael Jordan, I would say. And Kareem's got six championships, just like Mike, and been in more finals. I think he's 6-4, if I'm not mistaken, in the finals. He won six MVPs, which is a record. Jordan's only got five. And Kareem, Rob, right now is the all-time leading scorer.
I'll just say one thing.
He's number three in blocks and number four in rebounds. Right. So you see what I'm saying? So he's got bigger accomplishments, but like we said, Jordan is the GOAT.
And also Kareem played a way longer than Michael Jordan played.
Right, which is going to be the case with LeBron, of course.
Exactly, right. Michael didn't play. Is going to play. LeBron's going into year 19, right? He'll be probably played 20 or 21 seasons, Chris. That's Michael played, what, 14? What was it?
Michael played 15, but he would remember he was injured his second year, so he only played like 18 games, I think.
Was it 30?
I think it was about 18. Then he came back from baseball the one year and played like 17 or 18 games. So, really, he had 11 full seasons with the Bulls, Rob. Think about it. And won six rings in those 11 years.
That's incredible, Chris. That's incredible.
Right. So, you can throw in the Washington years. I guess they count. So, that's 13 full years he played.
That's what I was thinking. He played, like 13 full years.
Yeah, full years.
And it's not like – and that's not to poo-poo or discount Kareem. Kareem's a great – was a great player and all the other stuff and his accomplishments and accolades. He deserves them all. But I don't think just because you had longevity and you played longer doesn't make you like the best player of all time. It just doesn't. No one's ever mentioned Karl Malone. He's number two in scoring, right?
Right.
So that didn't count for Karl Malone. Why would it count for LeBron, even if he's in the top spot? Now, if LeBron was 6-0 in the finals and had the most points and all the other things, Chris, then it's a different conversation.
Right. And Rob, LeBron, to your point, he has already played 80-something, I think 87 more playoff games than Jordan. So this year, he will likely go to 100 more playoff games than Michael Jordan. So that's how much longer he's played. All right, 2 hours left. Lock it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week.
Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/concertweek to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at AmericanExpress.com/withAmex.